inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is
it's been raining kitties and puppies in the capital city area for the last few days, and with us on the line with this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt. I would call it coming down buckets and wheelbarrows myself, but you're more polite.
Well, I take it there's probably some things that we should probably do with our garden and our yard with all that moisture, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, I just walked out on my deck before you call. I was pinching off the dead flowers, the finished flowers on my dahlias, which just like deadhead taking off the flowers off the zucchinis, the female zucchinis, all of that to prevent mold and mildew growth. This is prime conditions for it, and that includes outdoors as well as inside the greenhouse. Raspberries, you got to be, I mean, the raspberries, of course, are getting slimy, unfortunately, in this kind of conditions. And, I mean, since we talked last week, we've gotten 5 inches of rain at my house, and the cherries have exploded, what few are left. So all of this is pushing us to harvest, really. I mentioned about garlic. You know, last week we were garlic harvest was in full swing. I've got most of it out. But this is really the wake-up call for gardeners to harvest their garlic, get it out of the ground, get it drying, or, again, they're going to be losing garlic.
Oh, geez. We talked about it last week, but the garlic, it kind of gets kind of moldy and soft, right?
It does. Well, the cloves themselves hold up pretty well. They are really hardy and actually have their own antibacterial, antifungal properties. But the skins on the outside of the bulbs, which protect them, are what rots away. And that's the issue, that if you don't get them out of the ground with hopefully a few skins remaining to cover those bulbs, and get them dried out, then they won't store for very long. So, yeah, all of this is something to get out in the garden. You may need to do drainage. That's something that tells you there's water puddling up here and there. So there's some drainage work needed, adding more sand to your soil, perhaps. And the slugs love these conditions.
Oh, they're back, aren't they?
Well, they were never really gone. They were just kind of hiding out, and now they're out during broad daylight, though. And getting the slug bait in and around new plants as well as the old stuff. I've been using Sluggo, which is a nice safe slug bait to use. But I've got pots tucked in underneath plants and around stuff that cover the Sluggo, so that the birds will eat it if it's out in the open. And it too gets moldy. But the nice thing is that it breaks down and releases phosphorus for our gardens. But some of those beds where I harvested garlic, and a few hours later I was planting back seedlings of lettuce, cauliflower, and broccoli. Overnight, the next morning, there were already slugs had been on them. I could see where they'd chewed them off. So I had to get back there with the slug bait. And every time I see one, poke its spirit or otherwise abuse it so it doesn't do that again.
Well, with all this rainfall, beer traps are probably not any good because that beer just gets diluted in the cup.
Well, again, yeah, if it's an open cup, yes. But again, if you leave some beer in a bottle and you have it on edge, you know, or tuck it in underneath plants, so the mouth of the beer bottle is right at soil level, then the slugs will go in and the beer is protected from dilution also.
Now, you mentioned zucchinis earlier, but anything else we should do in our greenhouse with all this moisture in the air?
Oh, absolutely. Getting in there and making sure anytime if you start seeing yellow leaves on plants, and whether that be on the zucchinis, cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, whatever you're growing in the greenhouse. I've also got a hoop house. That one, again, my doors are open. They're wide open, which means I'm not getting any heat. You know, yesterday's high temperature in the greenhouse was 62 degrees. Of course, it wasn't any better outdoors, but you would hope it's better. But again, having the air circulation and the breeze can blow through there. The hoop house has open ends on it. So again, that one has other stuff, including tomatoes and some squash in there. So having that open, but cleaning and removing the dead and dying foliage and flowers that that are spent really does help in keeping down the fungus issues. And be careful about not having too much moisture, you know, just in the soil. Allowing the soil to dry out, having that soil surface drier, again, helps keep down the evaporation moisture, even if it's 100% humidity outside.
Yeah, and if you want that airflow, you should probably just have more than one door or more than one window.
Absolutely, exactly. Yeah, if you've got low and high vents that can be open, if you've got a fan that is, you know, set your thermostat pretty much, the fan should be just about running continuously, really, with this kind of weather.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk.
Man is made of dreams.